And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So are you kind of tired of all this COVID-19 mess still going on?
It is, and I just miss our customers so much. I mean, I wish that we could open our doors and just let everyone come in, and I could just give everyone a big hug because I just miss everyone. You know, I'm kind of a social being.
Yep.
Which I think you know.
Yep.
Anyway.
Me too.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's really wonderful. People have been calling us on the phone, ordering materials, either on the phone or online, and we've been trying to, you know, work on all of those things and get as much things ready for people, but it's just not the same as just having the doors open and people can come and go as they can. But I just don't know when we're going to open our doors. We still are not. We still are have the building closed and are offering curbside pickup. And what that means is that you either phone the library at 320-289-1681, and you call us and you tell us what you want, or I can do a grab bag of materials for you where you say, I'd like a couple of movies, I want a couple of books, I want a couple of this or that. And we put some things together for you. We arrange a time because we've got curbside pickup at this current point in time on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, noon to 5, and Wednesday mornings, 10 to 1. And we arrange that, and then what we do is we kind of meet you outside. We put our little bag of everything that's all checked out to you on a table that has a curbside pickup little cute logo and stuff on it. And you are set to go. And then the other thing is we are still accepting returns. And so you can return materials to our outside drop box, and that drop box is outside the library or the Appleton Civic Center by the west doors where the parking lot is.
Okay.
And it's a silver box, and it says book drop on it. So it's not the garbage can that's, like, way over by the police. It's the silver one that says book drop on it.
Okay.
And so, like I said, we are accepting returns from that, and we're trying to be as careful as we can. We're using gloves. We're using sanitizer. Mm-hmm. We're keeping it at a minimum where there's only one or two of us in here at a time. You know, we're practicing social distancing. We're doing all sorts of things to try to make sure that everything stays all great for everyone. But, you know, even if you have questions and things like that, you can call us up and we can get a few materials and things like that ready for people.
Right. How's the curbside pickup been going for you then?
It's really increased. What we tried last week is we tried a couple of programs too. So we did some curbside programming where we made some slime kits, and I think we had 37 slime kits go out to people.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we ran out, and so we had to make a few more and everything, which is super exciting. Then we tried a popcorn and a movie event, and that went really well, too. I think we went through, 28 boxes of popcorn?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh,
awesome.
Yeah, because we have a popcorn machine,
yep.
So, I mean, it's pretty fun. And then we had, you know, several families, whatever, movies and things that we put together. So we're trying to do some fun things like that also on the side. And I think people are looking for some extra things to do. Now this week we are going to be having delivery twice a week. Otherwise, we were only having our delivery once a week. And so people will be super excited about that because, you know, everybody wants their books when they want their books, including Cindy. So
yeah, right.
I kind of get that.
Yep.
Anyway, and we are also offering some other programs. We're doing some adult coloring. So if you're interested, you can give me a call, and I will get some adult coloring pages ready for you to establish a curbside pickup for. We've had a few people take advantage of that. Steve Starrood is still available via phone. You can call him at 320-760-6613, and then you set up a time for him to walk you through whatever tech questions. I'm having trouble with my cell phone. I need to do something on my, set up an email. And he's willing to set up a time to talk to you either over the phone or establish a Zoom appointment with you. And so that is super wonderful that he is willing to do some of that. We've also are keeping our little free libraries stocked. We've got two little free libraries that's It is take a book, share a book, and that is at the Appleton Campground here in town. Mm-hmm. We've also had people take advantage of our Wi-Fi hotspot right outside the windows here in the parking lot. You can tap into our Wi-Fi. All you need to do is pick the Appleton Public Library and kind of follow the prompts, and then you are in like Flan.
There you go. I know you have people that take advantage of that.
Yes, we really do. I've been seeing quite a few cars out there, which is great. You know, save your data. Save your data. Yep. And go ahead and use our Wi-Fi hotspot. Also, keep in mind that we still have our book club. In fact, we're going to be meeting on the 29th of June.
Okay.
So it's not for a long time, but if you're interested, you can pick up a copy of the book. And we're not sure if we're able to meet in person or we'll meet via like a phone or a Zoom meeting. But we do plan to do that. We've got that already. If you're still interested, we're still registering people for our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, and we can do curbside pickup for the sheets and the information as well as the prizes and things like that. And there's lots of digital things that are available, which is kind of exciting, too. Our library system purchased a homework help program.
Hmm.
It's called Brain Fuse.
Okay.
And what you could do is you just have to, you know, click on the link at our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. And on the right-hand side, under the quick links, I've got Brain Fuse Help Now. And you click on that, and you'll just have to enter your library card number. And it just, there's so much information in there, especially for now. I mean, it's just kind of an incredible website. So you'll have to check that out. It's something new that we have. We've also added e-magazines. You know, we've had e-books, electronic format books, and audiobooks via Overdrive or Libby, and now we've got about 10 different magazines that you can download onto your portable devices as well.
Okay.
And so that's pretty cool, too.
Wow. Yeah, even though the building's closed, there's still a lot to do with the Appleton Public Library, isn't there, Cindy?
There really is, and you should check our website out. I put a lot of different links and things on our website, and, of course, friend us on our Facebook page. And if you go to our website, there is a link on the right-hand side to like our new Facebook page, because as we've talked before, I had my Facebook page mm-hmm. taken down by Facebook. I guess I was impersonating a library, only no one told me. I still would never understand that.
You're a good impersonator.
I guess so. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yep.
But we established a new Facebook page, and mm-hmm. so you can like that, and so you'll find out all the different things that we have going on. And just remember, we're here for everyone. You know, give us a call. Let us know what we can do to help you, or just kind of catch us up on what you've got going on. It was kind of funny. Yesterday, I think it was, I had called someone about a book, and I found out that there was some kind of connection between that gal and my husband's family.
Oh,
and,
wow. Small world.
I know, it really is. And it is a time to kind of reach out to each other. And I think that's a very good thing.
Yep. Okay.
So, but we've got some books, too. We've got lots of new books. So we can do a little what are you reading
yep.
type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are quite a few new things out. You know, we kind of had a dry spell there for a while, but now there's just tons. You should see, I think last week I made a couple of videos of some of the new books that we had and put them on our Facebook page. And this week, too, boy, we are just rolling in new materials, so it's kind of exciting. James Patterson, of course, always has some new book out. Has a new book out with Maxine Pietro called The 20th Victim. It's the 20th book in the Women's Murder Club series, so if you're reading that book, that's something that you're going to want to take a peek at. And then Jennifer Weiner has Big Summer. Boy, that's been just like advertised and advertised all over the place. She's always got something hilarious that she's got out. Hello Summer by Mary Kay Andrews is also another kind of fun author. It's just going to be a fun time for some different, exciting, I guess, reads for the summer. We also have some nonfiction things to think about. The Lincoln Conspiracy by Brad Meltzer and Josh Mensch. Mm. How Alan Pinkerton, along with the undercover agent, thwarted a lesser-known assassination attempt on Abraham Lincoln in Baltimore in 1861. I think that's going to be a really popular book, and people would be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure I know a whole lot about this, but Incomparable, Brie Bella and Nikki Bella, they're identical twins from the WWE Hall of Famers. They share their most challenging things that they faced in their life.
Mm.
And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people that would be interested in that. Rural Diaries by Hillary Burton Morgan. The actress starts a family, transplants to a working farm, and revitalizes a candy store in Rhinebeck, New York. People do all sorts of exciting, interesting things, don't they, Paul?
Yes, they do. That's for sure.
So lots of new things out there. And if you are looking for something new or just want a recommendation, give me a call. Let me know what we can do to help you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cindy, for the catching us up to date on what's happening at the Appleton Public Library. Appreciate it.
Sure. Sounds wonderful. Have a great week, Paul.
You bet. You too. There you go. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.